say we haven't said. And while a million thoughts go racing through my mind, I find I haven't spoke a word. And from the bedroom, the familiar sound of our one baby's crying goes unheard.
But what are you here by the road?
Many blooms still linger there. The lawn could stand another moan. Funny, I don't even care. And when you turn to walk away, as the door behind you closes, the only thing I know to say, it's been a good year for the roses.
Good year for the roses, George Jones. All right. There's one by a fellow which I don't think I played before either. I might have done a long time ago. A fellow named Eddie Rabbit. Country with a little bit of a difference, I think, this one. It's more touching. It's like country rock, I think. A song called Driving My Life Away. Nice and chunky guitar.
Driving My Life Away, Mr. Eddie Rabbit. That's alright, that one, isn't it? I like it. Don't forget, tonight, St. Lawrence's Club, you've got Wayne Scott Duo, and also Wayne Scott Disco. Yeah, can't be bad, can it? Doing the whole show tonight. Good. I'm made up with that anyway. Right. Here's a song by Rosanna Cash. I believe that's Johnny Cash's daughter. So I'm told, anyway. Ain't No Money, Rosanna Cash.
No.
Ain't no money, Rosanna Cash, that one. Johnny Cash's daughter. All right, love it. I think we'll keep, we'll have another female singer, yeah? Because I think it's changing it. I like them, yeah. Great. Loretta Lynn, Coal Miner's Daughter. Coal Miner's Daughter, Loretta Lynn. Ah, well, I think we'll have a fella now, yeah. How could we have a show without doing a Johnny Cash number, hey? We've had his daughter on. We'll have to have Johnny Cash himself, won't we? Well, I think so, anyway. We're going to. I've been on a fast train to Georgia.
On a rainy Wednesday morning, that's the day that I was born in that old sharecropper's one-room country shack. They say my mama left me the day before she had me. She hit the road and never once looked back. Well, now I just thought I'd mention that my grandma's old age pension is the reason why I'm standing here today. I got all my country learning, milking and a-churning, picking cotton, raising hell and baling hay. I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey, I wasn't born no yesterday. I got a good Christian raising and an eighth grade education. Ain't no need in y'all treating me this way. Oh, my sweet Carolina, I don't guess I'll ever find another woman put together like you are. I love the wiggle in your walking and your big city talking and your brand new shiny Plymouth ragtop car. Well, let's hurry up and wait in this world of give and take. Seems like haste makes for waste every time. But I declare to my soul, when you hear those ages roll, you better know I'm gonna get my share of mine. I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey, I wasn't born no yesterday. I got a good Christian raising and an eighth grade education. Ain't no need in y'all treating me this way. Born no yesterday. I got a good Christian raising and an eighth grade education. Ain't no need in y'all treating me this way. Yodelay-o-lay-o-lay.
A little bit of the old yodeling there from Johnny Cash. Yeah, that wasn't too bad, was it? Should we show him how yodeling's really done? Yeah, I think so. I think we should almost done. By the one and only Boxcar Willie. This is the Big Roy, song called Tea for Texas.
Here's a song about my home state, the home of the Grand Ole Opry. Well, it's tea for Texas, tea for Tennessee. Tea for Texas, tea for Tennessee.
Now that's how it's done, Mr. Johnny Cash. Boxcar Willie and T for Texas, T for Tennessee. That was Big Roy, okay? I'm sure he heard it. Anyway, a nice big hello to Anne and Thelma as well. Roy's friends. I said I'd give them a mention. Well, that's a mention. Song by George Hamilton the Fourth. And one called Abilene.
Prettiest town I've ever see. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene. I sit alone most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene. Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my city. There ain't nothing free, nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene. Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there,
got them. Well, with some of the records he's got, Chess Hamilton IV. I like a few of them, not all of them. Anyway, we're going to carry on with a touch of Glen Campbell, I think, because we haven't had Glen Campbell for ages, have we? Well, so we're going to change that now. A song called Galveston.
Rhinestone Cowboys, getting caught and
Yeah, there you go. Rhinestone Cowboy, Glen Campbell himself. Right, I'd like to do a song especially for Terry over there in Liverpool. Yeah. And Terry is Margie's husband. Yeah. Also Mick. I think it's Eileen, is it? Mick and Eileen. Yeah. This one's by a fella called Merle Kilgore. That's a song called Teddy Bear.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on Channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. He said, "Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, talk to Teddy Bear." Well, I keyed the mic and I said, "You got it, Teddy Bear." And a little boy's voice came back on the air. "Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end?" I told him my handle, and then he began. "Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off the air. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk, 'cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk." I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I'd talk to him as long as he liked. "This was my dad's radio," the little boy said, "but I guess it's mine and Mom's now, 'cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in a blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right. But I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me. But you see, my dad used to take me on rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now since my daddy's gone." Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little cripple boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down as I thought about my boy back in Greenville Town. Dad was gonna take Mom and me with him later on this year. Why, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, Teddy Bear." But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy Bear's gonna back on out now and leave you all alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you." Well, I came back and I said, "Before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend?" Well, he gave me his address, and I didn't once hesitate, 'cause this hot load of freight is just gonna have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and hit it straight for Jackson Street 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little crippled boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. Then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home. Each driver said goodbye, then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, "So long, trucker. I'll catch you again." Well, I hit the interstate with tears in my eyes. I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. "Breaker 19," came a voice on the air. "Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear."
We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you, 10-4, and goodbye.
Yeah, Teddy Bear. Nice and sad, that one, isn't it?
That's if you listen to the words properly, it is a sad one.
Anyway, I'm going to play one which I think is a cracking version. It's by Waylon Jennings. A song called Lucille, an old Kenny Rogers song, but I think he makes a cracking job of this one, especially the guitar playing towards the end. Brilliant.
1, 2, 3, 4. In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, in the mirror I saw him, I closely watched him, I saw the look in his eyes. He came to the woman who sat there beside me, slowly started to cry. His big hands were calloused, looked like mountains. For a minute I thought I was dead, but he started shaking, his big heart was breaking, as he turned to the woman and said, "You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with 4 hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some sad times, lived through some bad times, but this time the hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille." After he left us, I ordered more whiskey. She said, "Let's go have a ball." From the lights of the barroom to a rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. Thought she wanted me when she came to me, but thought that I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her, but the words that he told her came back to me time after time. "You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with 4 hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some sad times, lived through some bad times, but this time the hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille."
Lucille, Mr. Waylon Jennings. Good, that, isn't it? The guitar playing is brilliant. I think it is. Anyway, got asked to play a Dolly Parton song. Somebody said, "You don't play very much of Dolly Parton at all, do you?" Well, I picked one off an album of hers, and it's called Dolly Parton Loves Like a Butterfly album. And this one's called The County, the Carroll County Accident. I hope you like this one.
Biggest thing that happened. happens is the county fair. And I guess that's why it seemed like such a big event. What we all call the Carroll County accident. The wreck was on the highway just inside the line. Walter Browning lost his life and for a time. Now Walter Browning was a happy married man, and he wore a golden wedding ring upon his hand. But it was gone, nobody knew just where it went. He'd lost it in the Carroll County accident.
There you go, the County Carroll accident, the one and only Dolly Parton's, which I must admit, I don't play too many records of hers. Must alter that, shouldn't, mustn't I? Rectifiers, yes. Anyway, I want to carry on with one of Conway Twitty's. Well, I think this one is one of the best Conway Twitty ever made, anyway. A song called One in a Million.
But you're
one in a million, one and only, Conway Twitty. All right, this next one going out for everybody on Channel 23, because I haven't played anything for you today, have I? No, not on Channel 23, I haven't. Even George, Flo, and Audrey, Pete, and everybody else on the CB. Also, I'd like to dedicate it to Barney in the pool inn, yeah, and Sylvie and Dave, yeah. This is one of the best songs, according to Channel 23, anyway. Should use it for me theme song. That's what Audrey reckons. Girl on the Billboard, Mr. Del Reeves.
Is a girl wearing nothing but a smile and towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Rolling down the highway in McKimmy hauling freight from Chicago to St. Louis. Lord, I see her every day. A double clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl. Look at him, by the way. Smiling like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Well, what a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I bet it wouldn't take her very long to get gone if someone would pull a dirty trick and take her towel away. I slow me, give it down to 20, that's how many wrecks I see there every day. Call by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I do-do-do-do-do. Towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I guess I'm getting bolder cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep a looking at her every day. At 4:45 coffee drinking eating time, Jimmy shimmies while I wake up the artist that painted the display of the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Doggone that girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Sleepy-headed painter said the girl wasn't real, better get the on my way. On Route 66 from the billboard to Chicago, you'll find tiny pieces of my heart scattered elbow which away. Shattered by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I do 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 do. I do 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 do.
Doodle-doo-doo-doo. Yeah, there you go. Girl on the Billboard. One and only Mr. Del Reeves. I think it's a cracking song, that one. Anyway, I'd just like to tell you where we're playing, because I've only got one record to go to the end of the show, anyway. Tonight, yeah. Of course, we'll have to get that one out, won't we? Yeah. Tonight, St. Lawrence's Club, you've got Wainscot Yule. And also, you got the Wainscot Disco, and that's in St. Lawrence's tonight. So let's get along there and say hello to us, give us your requests, and we'll do them all for you next Sunday. Yeah. Also, on Thursday night in the Dock Hotel, you've got Jerry Devine. Also on Saturday night in the Dock, you've got Jerry Devine as well. If you want to come along and see me next Saturday, I'm in the pool inn, and the following Sunday, I'm back in the St. Lawrence's Club. So why don't you come along and say hello to us all? And don't forget the mailing address if you want to write into me. 9 Meadfoot Road, Morton, Whittle. Yeah, that's it. Anyway, this last song I'm going to play, especially for Frank and Maureen and Frank's mum over there in Liverpool. Yeah, they've came over from Spain and they picked a bad time to come at me because the weather's terrible. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with Bobby Bear and the Gambler.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns to stare out the window at the darkness, till boredom overtook us, he commenced to speak. He said, son, I made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what their cards were by the way they held their eyes. And if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow, and he bummed a cigarette, and then he bummed a light, and the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. He said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. Now you gotta know when to hold, know when to fold, know when to walk away, know when to run, and you never count your money. So when you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing is done. Said every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away and knowing what to keep. Cause every hand's a winner, just like every hand's a loser. And the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. When he'd finished speaking, he touched speaking, he touched speaking, he touched speaking. Somewheres in the darkness, a gambler, he broke even. But he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. Now you gotta know when to hold, know when to fold, know when to walk away, know when to run. Yeah, never count your money. But when you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough to count when the dealing is done. You gotta know when to hold,
when to hold
up, know when to fold,
when to fold up,
know when to walk away, know when to run. It never counts.
You're in tune with the home of good music on the quality sound of Radio Mersey Waves.
If you believe that.
Must be very clever.
Welcome to Paul J, 3 till 3. Just you and me and Louie Lou. Who's your balloon hasn't arrived? Yeah, thank God. Many thanks to Wayne Scott for an excellent country and western programme. In fact, I'm going to pinch one of your dedications shortly in a programme, Wayne.
That's okay.
Country and western dedication. Wow.
That's okay, my mate.
Doing country and western. Never heard of it.
Big round of applause for Paul J.
To Merseyside with excellent music this Sunday afternoon. The 8th day of December, 1985. Well, it's getting near, isn't it? Have you done all your Christmas shopping yet? I haven't. I've done a thing. Leave it all to Sue Clay, I think. She's more capable of doing that sort of thing. I always get fed up, you know. All these kids trudging down, pulling the mums down, scared. Can I have that, Mum? No. If you didn't know by now, that's the station theme by John and Vangelis called Alpha, lifted off the track Albedo Nought 0.39.
Radio Mersey Waves.
violin. You any good on the trumpet?
Hey, Mr. Churchill comes over here to say we're doing splendidly. But it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough, gain you some of the cavalry.
That's about the worst with those ex jukebox records you're selling. Never mind. Jane, you sent me two letters this week and a little card in and a picture, should I say, from Danielle. I'm saying hi to you after this one from Foreigner. I'll dedicate this one to you. Score, that was yesterday on the Paul J programme. At the moment we've got Looby Lou losing through the record selection, looking for the Christmas album by Phil Spector.
Only one, only friend.
excellent sound of Foreigner, and that was yesterday. Going to say hi to you, Jane, now. Let's get some backing music on in a minute. Hope you enjoyed that one. Actually, you and Danielle have been working very, very hard, haven't you? Been writing all sorts of little things and drawing cards for me, so I really must make a good job of this. Let's get the letter out. Oh, by the way, Fuji's just arrived. Hello, Fuge.
Hello, Paul.
How are you?
I was all right looking at
me. Oh, don't be like that. That's a rather nasty thing to say, isn't it? Okay, here we go. Christmas card. Says, to Paul. It doesn't say anything about Fuji, unfortunately, but yeah. You know. To Paul, with love and best wishes for Christmas and the New Year from Jane. Well, that's nice, Jane. And in fact, as I said before, Danielle's been working very hard, hasn't she? She's been drawing pictures and all sorts of things like that. It's very difficult to describe a picture on the radio, but I'll have a go. Let's get your card up out the road first. That'll go on the wall with the rest of the Paul J. Things Bobs. And I'm rather surprised, Jane, that you've allowed Danielle to use your sexy letters. She sent her message involved in a little sexy letter, which is pink and white, still rather nice. First of all, the letter from Jane says, "Hi Paul, it's me again, your number one female fan, just writing to say hello and to make sure you're okay. I'm sorry to hear about the raid by the Department of Trade and Scumbags on the 22nd of November, but I'm glad Merseywaves is now back on the air. Anyway, thanks for the mention on your show last Sunday, you say. You enjoyed listening very much, and brackets, I'm still creeping. I'll have to go now, but I'll write again soon. Lots of love, Jane." And we've got a PTO. P.S. I've enclosed a letter I promised somebody I'd send. And that letter, in fact, is from Danielle, I think, isn't it? Let's have a look. Well, there's a picture here. What do you think of that picture?
Oh, brilliant.
It's a little ship, isn't it? It looks like the Radio Merseywave ship, doesn't it?
Hey?
Anyway, it's a picture of a pink ship on a blue ocean with a yellow sail, and it looks like it's got a hat on the top of the mast. So well done, Danielle, and it says, "To Uncle Paul, all my love, Danielle, age 4. Oh, well, that's very nice. Actually, Danielle, you most probably will be the one and only person to win the Paul J. Surprise Package of the Month by sending that letter in. And what it'll be, you'll have to wait and see. And keep your eye on the old letterbox, won't you? We'll probably send you something really nice, like a photograph of Dave Collins with the eyes poked out. Yeah? Anyway, thanks a lot for that, Danielle. Very nice of you to send that in to us. We're all grateful for anybody out there that takes an interest in the station. And somebody that really takes an interest in the station, as we know, is Jane, number one, our female fan from over there in Litherland in Liverpool. Okay, Danielle, on to your letter. You say, "Dear Uncle Paul, my name is Daniel and I'm 4 years old." You say, "You cannot usually listen to Radio Merseywaves because Jane's always got her hands over my ears." No, it doesn't say that. "But while I was staying with my Auntie Jane today, I heard your show and I think you are nice, so I've drawn a picture for you. It is of a boat on the sea with a big sun in the sky and I have written my name on the backside." On whose backside? Oh, sorry, at the side. "I hope you like it. All my love, Danielle." And we got 4 kisses, one for every year. Go say hello to Danielle, Ruby Lou. Go on, say hello to Danielle.
Hello, Danielle.
There you are. You see, there's a little Ruby Lou said hello to you there, Danielle. So once again, thanks a lot for your letter. It looks suspiciously like Jane's writing, doesn't it, Ruby Lou? That, you think? It's a bit too good for Danielle. Anyway, to from Uncle Paul to my 2 adopted nieces, Jane and Danielle. Very happy Christmas if you haven't had a happy Christmas from me yet. Thanks a lot for your letter. I'm going to play this one for you by Big Daddy, called Dancing in the Dark. It's a great record, this, actually. 4 tracks on this, the price of one. Might play a couple more later.
I'm just a gun.
I come home in the morning. I'm just a gun.
I go to
That's living proof that they do make EPs. Anyway, I want to say hi to Jim now, Jimmy O'Hara, Scarlett to his mates, and it's a big hi to you, Jim, and you want me to send a dedication out to your lovely wife, Jean, and also the kids. Is it Sharon, Lisa and Jamie? Here's a message in the record for you. It's Jimmy Dean. And remember me, I'm the one who loves you.
If you're all alone and blue, no one to tell your troubles to, remember me, 'cause I'm the one who loves you. If the whole world turns you down and not a true friend can be found, remember me, 'cause I'm the loves you. Through all kinds of weather, you know I'll never change. Through the sunshine and the shadow, I'll always be the same. All we're together, right or wrong, and where you go, I'll tag along. Remember me, 'cause I'm the one who loves you. Yes, through all kinds of weather, you know I'll never change. Through the sunshine and the shadow, I'll always be the same. We're together, right or wrong, and where you go, I'm gonna tag along. Remember me, 'cause I'm the one.
Okay.
Okay, there's Jimmy Dean's song about that clearing me throat. That's going out from Jim. Jimmy O'Hara to his wife Jane. Those are the kids, Sharon, Lisa and Jamie.
Cause I'm the one.
Paid by kind permission of Wayne Scott.
Loves you.
Okay, this is Darling Love and White Christmas. Get into the next dedication after this one, so stay tuned if you've sent me a letter. Christmassy sound for you. Fuji wants to try his new microphone out, so go ahead.
Dead even 20, this microphone, isn't it?
Give it a little bit. Go on, give it a load.
What do you mean, give it loads?
It's supposed to talk, to test the microphone.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, once I cut... How's that? Sounds quite nice, that.
Near enough, I suppose.
Not as good as yours.
To Merseyside with very good music. This is RMW, of course, Radio Merseyway. It's great to have your company. Going to play a record by Freddie Mercury. This one's called I Was Born to Love You. Stand by for dedication after this, promise.
I'm the man.
Thank you.